Good morning. As Stefan mentioned, today is an all-age service. It will be our last one for the summer. Every other Sunday has been addressed particularly to the children. We've been looking at why questions which children sometimes ask or are asked. In case you've been wondering, these are actual questions from children, many from my own children, ones that I have heard over the years. It's not that I've just made them up to use them for the service. So far this summer, we've looked at four other questions. Why do we go to church? Why is it important to read the Bible? Why must I be different? And why are there so many different churches? Today's question is, why don't other kids understand? And this is actually a combination of a couple questions. Why don't other kids understand when I try to explain the gospel? And then why don't other kids understand when I try to answer the questions that they have, like the ones we've talked about during the summer? Before we actually start looking at that, I would like to remind the adults particularly that in the back there are our green feedback cards. They're over on a little rack on the left. If there are other questions that come up that you or your children have, please feel free to fill out the question. You don't even have to put your name on it. Get it to me, and that will be resource for me for future services as we take topics like this for, particularly for the children. Now, again, an explanation to those of you who are visitors. This is directed to the children. If I seem to ignore looking at you in the back, it's not because I plan to be disrespectful to you, but I'm going to be talking primarily to the children. You get to listen in. Now, to the children, I ask, have you ever tried to explain some of the questions we've talked about this summer to your friends? Why do you go to church, or to explain about the gospel? Have you tried to do that before? Some of the older ones have. Sometimes things are difficult to understand. And the question I want to talk about was, why don't they? Maybe even you have trouble at times understanding things. Or you know adults that just don't seem to understand. Now, some things are difficult to understand in the Bible. One of the letters is written by Peter, one of the apostles, and he writes about what Paul wrote and said, sometimes it's difficult to understand what he writes. So we're going to have trouble at times understanding some things. But some things are so simple, and yet people still don't understand. And the Bible explains why people do not understand, and we're going to look at some of those explanations today. And I want to begin with an illustration to help. I brought here three pieces of paper with different colors. Now, can you tell me what colors we have here? Ian, can you tell me one of those colors? What color is this? Red, very good. Okay, how about this one?
Yellow,
very good. How about this color?
A blackish kind of
color. A blackish kind of color, yeah. Maybe we'll call it black. Just to make it easier. I picked them out so that they would be easy to remember. Yellow like a sun or a star, and red like an apple, and maybe a black box like on a plane they can't find. Now, you sure you know what they look like? Look at them real good. Remember what colors they are? You see the colors? Remember? Why don't you take one of them? Just take one. And what I want you to do, I want you to put them in this envelope. Okay? Okay. I'm going to cover this up. Now, I thought about blindfolding you, but that's kind of difficult, so I'm just going to cover it up. Now, I want one of you to reach in and pick out a yellow piece of paper. Do you think you can do that? Who thinks they can pick out the yellow piece of paper? You're certain. Who's really certain? Okay. Can you reach in there and pick out the yellow piece of paper? Without looking. You're not supposed to look. Find the yellow piece of paper and pick it out. Certainly got it? You sure? Uh-oh. Ian, how about if you look in there and pick out the yellow piece of paper? Can you find it? Oh, he got it. How come you couldn't find it? Yellow's such an easy color. Hey, you want to put it back in again? How come Ian could find it so easily?
He could see it.
He could see it. It's so much easier to find something when you can see it. Now, the Bible tells us that one of the reasons people don't understand is that they're blind. I'm going to read a verse to you. This is in 2 Corinthians. Actually, I'll read a couple. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. The adults want to turn, you're welcome to turn with me. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm going to start in the middle of verse 2. It says, on the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Now verse 3, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3, and even if our gospel is veiled, it's like that cloth I had over the envelope, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. Sometimes people don't understand because they're blinded. Now, as is obvious, I also tricked you. You thought you knew which one was the yellow one, didn't you? Why did you think you knew which one was yellow?
Because of its form.
Because of its form. You thought, well, yeah, I know. I'll just reach in the one that's all sort of prickly. I'll get that one. Well, that's one of the ways that Satan blinds people. He tricks them as well. He makes them think one thing, and the truth is something else. And you couldn't see in there. Ian was able to pick it out because he could just open up the envelope and look in, and here's the yellow one. He could see. But when Satan blinds people and he tricks them, they just don't understand. John writes about people being generally in spiritual darkness. And that darkness can blind people as well. It keeps them from seeing and understanding the truth. And sometimes people become so convinced that they know something that they just can't see it any other way. Now that's like that star you were convinced you knew. But I have another illustration. This is one that the adults might know. You may have seen it. I don't know. I brought some for the adults to look at. Now I'm going to... On this side, some of you can... You just pass one down in each row and look at those. And you can each look at... Just take one and pass them down this side. But don't pass them across. Just on either side. Now I'm going to show... Those of you on this side, without you guys looking, this picture. Now, can you see that? Now, make sure you recognize. You don't know what that is. Can you recognize what that is? Okay. Now, I'm going to show you on this side, this picture. Can you recognize what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Can you see it good? Okay, make sure you... Okay. Now, some of you have seen those. Okay. I want to ask you, what do you see in this picture? How about on this side? What do you see in this picture? Can you describe what you see there? What? You see a woman's head? A feather. You see the feather coming out. Okay. And what is this all a picture of? A person. Is it a young or old person? Older than I am or younger than I am? Okay, how about on this side? What do you see in this picture? A woman. Is it an old woman or a young one? An old woman. Would you say she's pretty or ugly?
She's ugly.
Ugly. What would you say? Pretty or ugly? Pretty. How about the adults? Are you convinced? Have you seen this illustration before? How many of you have seen this? Yeah, quite a few. I thought you would know it. But as you can see with the children, they, not having seen this, they saw the individual pictures, both of them, both of these pictures, and you saw, well, two different sides. You saw them this way. Both of these pictures are in here. One of a young woman and one of an older, not too pretty woman. You want to see the older one. And what happens is once you see one of these, that's what you see in this picture. And that's the way life is so often. We get to think a certain way, and that's the only way we can see things. That's one of the ways that Satan blinds us. He gets us convinced about something, and we don't see anything else. We look at it and say, well, this is the way it's got to be. And someone comes along and says, well, that's an old woman. She's not very pretty. And someone else says, oh, it's a younger woman, and she's pretty. And they say, well, it can't be. Well, you get blinded to things. Oh, yeah, you just saw it. I'd like to read another passage from John this time. John's Gospel. Chapter 9. And this is about a man that was born blind. We're not going to read through the whole story. And I use this illustration a lot. I like this story a lot. It's about a man who was born blind. He lived most of his life blind. And Jesus healed him. And it's a long story about how he grew in faith and understood who Jesus was. And at the very end of the story, starting at verse 35, Jesus goes and finds him and has a conversation with him. And Jesus heard that they had thrown him out. The Pharisees had thrown this man out of the synagogue. He wasn't allowed to attend anymore because he had said, Jesus must be from God. He found him. He said, do you believe in the Son of Man? Well, who is he? Sir, the man asked. Tell me so that I may believe in him. Jesus said, you have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you. Then the man said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. And Jesus said, for judgment I have come into this world. Now listen to this. So that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind. Well, that's strange. Did he make people who could see blind? No? Well, listen, let me finish reading. Some Pharisees who were with him heard him say this and asked, what? Are we blind too? And Jesus said, if you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains. Do you know what he's talking about?
Yes, because these Pharisees are blind by not recognizing him, but the other blind person recognize him, so that the people who can see, they say, oh, I see that, not like that, and so he didn't mean it by seeing things, oh, that's a tree, that's a chair, that's something else. He actually meant it by seeing, by knowing things, by knowing him.
Okay, he's using blind and seeing in two different sense. What could the Pharisees see in this story? What could they see?
They could see the temple, they could see the synagogue, they could see...
Yeah, but in this, I didn't read the story, so maybe you can't think of that. But they could see that this man had been healed. He had been blind, and now he could see. In fact, they even called in his parents and said, this can't be the man. And they said, well, he's our son. We can vouch for that, that he really is our son. And he was blind, and now he can see. Ask him how it happened. So they could see the miracle, but as you said, they couldn't see who Jesus was. They were spiritually blind. And Jesus said that those who can see, physically see, and reject what they see, are spiritually blind. That's another reason why people don't understand. They may see things, but they're spiritually blind, and they just won't accept even the things that they see obviously. That brings us to a third reason why people do not understand. We cannot always blame things outside of us. It'd be nice if we could always blame Satan, saying, well, he's the one who is making us not be able to see or make other people not understand. But people do not understand because they do not want to. In Romans chapter 1, Paul writes, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men. You may not understand all that point, but it said, who suppress the truth by their wickedness. They do bad things, they are bad in their heart, and they, to suppress means to push something down, to keep it from coming out. You know what a jack-in-the-box is? A toy? It's a box with a, has something inside, and you crank a handle, and it maybe plays music, and all of a sudden it goes boing, and out jumps something. Well, when you push it back in and you hold it in, that's suppressing something. It's holding it in and keeping it from coming out. Or you shake a bottle of pop, you wouldn't do that, would you? Like Coca-Cola or something, and it sprays all over. You put your thumb on it to keep it from coming out. That's suppressing it. And people don't want the truth to be known, so they try to keep it in. People don't want to accept what the truth is. If we can assume that we have explained things well, then the best thing we can do is to pray for people. We can pray that God will take away their blindness and they'll understand. I'm going to give you each one final illustration. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. Great. Do you all like candy?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, wow. Didn't take long to answer that. Do you like Snickers? Ooh, ooh. Now, I want you to listen very carefully about my instructions. You can choose, what you choose to do with this candy bar is going to show something. Now, I'm going to give you each one a candy bar. Now, I'm sorry about for you who are just visiting this Sunday, but if you will bring back this very same candy bar to me next week, not eaten, still in the wrapper, I will give you something better. Okay? Now, do you understand what I'm saying? I'm going to give you each a candy bar. Now, I'm going to ask that you not eat it right now. If you choose not to wait, wait till you go back to your parents, ask them what you can do with it. But I'm going to give you each one a Snickers.
What are you going to have if you don't eat it?
Oh, what are you going to have if you don't eat it? I tell you, you get something better.
Yeah, but
no, there are bigger ones than this. If you bring this back to me, unwrapped, still wrapped, still in the same wrapper, uneaten, You know, he want a Snickers, I'm sure. Yeah. I will give you something better. Yeah, still sitting on the sideline, but I have some extra here. I know I've got one more in there. I don't unwrap them yet, but people like their sins. Do you know the Bible even says that? They like the things they do. They may like the power they think they have or the freedom they think they have. And the Bible even says that sin can be pleasurable for a short time. When they choose their sinful ways over God, they reject Him and the truth that He speaks. Now, if you choose to keep this and bring it back next week, during the week, you can remember that this is one of the things that blind people to the truth. You're faced with something that you like, that you would like to eat. But it's going to be your choice if you keep it and bring it next week or you eat it. People who choose the truth sometimes have to set aside what they think is nice. People can believe God and believe that they will receive what they cannot now see. Now you can go on back to your parents. Now I'd rather have those with you with that candy with your parents. So go ahead on back. And I'll ask the parents, you may talk with your children about this, but please don't help them like taking the candy away and storing it and giving it back next. Yeah. I already saw some scheming there. Let them make that decision, whether they want to keep it or not. But use it also to talk with them, because this is often the reason that people are blinded. In our very hearts, we don't want to do what's right. We don't want to believe the truth, because we want what we have now. When we think of the gospel message, Jesus came into this world, took on the form of a man to die for us, to die in our place. And He offers us forgiveness just by believing on Him. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to live a good life to get it. We just have to recognize that we can't live a good life to get it, and come to Him and ask for that. And forgiveness is something we don't necessarily see. He promises spiritual blessings in Christ, and we don't always see those ahead of time. He promises us eternity with Him, and we won't see that until it happens. But He just asks us to come and believe. All who have received the truth in Christ should take care to explain it well to others, and to pray that God will open eyes and hearts to hear Him. Because the problem is essentially in the heart. They don't want to understand, and Satan is keeping them from understanding. They are blinded. And we can explain it well, but it's God who has to open up the heart and the eyes to understand. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I thank You that You have sent Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come and to die for us. Father, I pray that the children here would understand that now, even at this early age, that their hearts would be open, their eyes would be open, that they would not be blind, that You would help them to explain this truth to others as well. I pray for each one here that we each would truly embrace this truth. I pray that we would also understand that the challenge that we have around us of a world that's blind in unbelief, and that we would commit ourselves to praying for those around us, for our friends, family even, neighbors who do not know You, that You would open up their hearts, open up their eyes to the truth. Help us to be faithful witnesses to our Lord Jesus Christ in proclaiming what He has done, and at the same time praying that you would open up hearts and minds to you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.